stick it, we gaff it, we put it in a boat. It's like 42, 43 pounds, something like that. So, you know, high-fiving, hooting and hollering, and all right, we finally, you know, got one at sunrise. That's easy. That's fishing with my granddad when I was a little kid. So we grew up in Indiana, and he was a doctor. And he only worked half a day on Wednesdays. You know, the old-time doctors carried the black bag, did house calls, all that stuff. So it's a little lake, a little, like, Sears Game Fisher boat or something like that. Had a little outboard motor on it, or we had oars and, you know, the squeak of the oar locks and stuff like that. So catching bluegills, little bass, things like that. So that's something I'll never, ever forget. It got me into the love of boating. And now I'm fortunate enough, you know, my granddaughter, my grandson, all that stuff. So hopefully I'm kind of instilling those things into them that, you know, I did. So it's one of those things you remember for the rest of your life. And it's awesome. One day I was running up Tampa Bay, and Air Force One was at MacDill Air Force Base. And it took off and literally, like, flew right over top of me. And that was pretty cool. You know, you're kind of looking around and wondering who's looking at you, looking at them. But it was huge. That was cool. Big, big plane, obviously. Fishing, you know, just the, you know, we're kingfishing the tournament. And, you know, you get into a sailfish bite, of all things, out here. I mean, in the springtime, we got sailfish here. And if sailfish takes off dancing and walking across the water, it's like, what do we do? You know, we're in a kingfish tournament. Well, let's go ahead and we'll catch a sailfish because it's cool. As far as cool things seen out on the water, being offshore, running offshore early one morning, and they were launching a shuttle off from the Cape. And, I mean, clear over here on the west coast of Florida, you could see it bright as day, you know. So the shuttle's going up. And then the sun's starting to come up and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You can see that from here. There's a lot of different ones, but one that really sticks out in my brain is, you know, I fished a lot of kingfish tournaments. Not so much anymore, but turned into more of a fair weather fisherman, maybe. But a few years ago, we ended up getting third place in King of the Beach, which the King of the Beach is the, you know, it's the largest kingfish tournament, I think, anywhere. And so it's pretty cool, man. And, you know, all the tournaments we fish, everybody's like, you know, man, we're going to go out and we're going to get that fish on the first bite. And then the pressure will be off the whole rest of the day. And all. It never happens that way. But this particular morning, it pretty much did. We were out there. We had some baits in the water, not 10 minutes into fishing. One of the rods takes off and I got that one. And as we're fighting that fish, another one takes off and they're going different ways and snats. So I get mine in and it's about probably high 30 pounds. And then my buddy Jim's fighting the other one, Gusto. And it was bigger. So we stick it, we gaff it, we put it in the boat. It's like 42, 43 pounds, something like that. So, you know, high-fiving, hooting and hollering. And all right, we finally, you know, got one at sunrise. And fished a little bit while longer. We caught a hammerhead shark and some other stuff. We said, heck with it. Cranked up, ran in. We were sitting in the pool by 11 o'clock in the morning, hanging out and just kind of waiting for the weigh-in to happen. So it was a good day, you know. It just, everything kind of went just perfect. And that's a day I'll never forget. We got third place in the tournament and second place in the Calcutta that day. Without saying any names, we had dropped a boat off over to Marina over on the beach, and I was catching a ride back here to the store. Hadn't even made it back to the store yet, and I get a phone call. The voice sounds something like this. Hey, brother, you ain't gonna believe this. I just ran aground. It's a horrible imitation, but you're probably gonna get who that was. That was pretty funny. There's another sports figure that, I mean, it's Ken Griffey Jr., man, Junior, that was so cool. I grew up in Indianapolis with the big red machine. We go over and watch the Reds play all the time. So I grew up watching his dad and Johnny Bench and Perez and Rose and all those guys. And And I'm talking with Kenny Jr. and talking about that, and he just laughs. He goes, "Oh, those knuckleheads." I mean, he's a kid. He grew up with them. So, you know, that was pretty neat. And just in general, man, I mean, I've met so many people, whether, I mean, just normal people that it changed lives, right? Bill McGill started this out years ago. Boating changes lives, and it does. And I see that every day, and it never gets old.